Hi, it's Greece. You want to play the quiz? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
First name, and what do you do?
Ann, and I just graduated from law school.
Ann just got out of law school. Wow, zippity-doo-dads, Ann. Robolingus, maybe. Maybe you can figure out the answer to this. Come on. Suitcase full of diamonds. Hey, it's the hip flask. Yes, Ann, the hip flask. Fill it up with your favorite brandy, bourbon, or scotch whiskey. And then, when the judge overrules one objection too many, that's when you go to your hip flask and take a deep, long, satisfying pull. As you spill it on your desk and say to the opposing counsel, your witness. The hip flash from Spiegel, Chicago 60609. All right, what's the worst smelling thing in the world, Ann? What is the worst smelling thing in the world? Anchovy cooter. No, she didn't know it. Did you hear her blow it? Yes, she was a wacky girl. She didn't even try it because she knew I wouldn't buy it. Yes, she was a wacky girl. I'm sorry, Anne. That hip flash goes back in the hopper. I guess you'll just have to bring a syringe into the courtroom. But I thank you. At least thanks for giving it a shot anyway. I appreciate you playing the game.
Sure.
And good luck with your legal career.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thanks for playing the quiz. All right, we got to take a short pause, but then I'll be back with more action. We'll find out what did happen in the Oval Office. President Clinton, why did he come out looking drawn with his shirt stuck to his back, his eyes hollow, like he'd seen a ghost? What happened? Where was that normal grin, that bubble-like look that was on his face? Why? What? Stand by, and we'll find out much, much more on the all-new Grease Man Show.